Hello and welcome to your online Nidra Yoga Nidra practice. A shorter, chakra focused, yes, another one of those. A shorter, chakra focused practice today. A practice when and where we're not actually sleeping. Right? It's this juicy form of yogic sleep, a journey where the body is encouraged, allowed, and guided to relax or drop or sink down into that hypnagogic yogic sleep space. And this allows us to dip our toe in, so to speak, or your index finger into the subconscious mind. And when this happens, when we are relaxed, when we drop to that not quite sleeping state, we have permission to almost effortlessly release things like stored pain, old aches from old injuries, stored trauma, limiting beliefs, grief, tension, etc., 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 without actually being triggered, right? We could sit in a therapist's office and unpack all of this stored pain, grief, trauma, stress, tension, etc., and it can be triggering. Not that that's a bad thing, but in this space, we just sort of exhale and this stuff falls out because we're in that liminal, safe, floaty, in between hypnagogic state. So let's take our time to journey towards relaxation. Of course, as best you can, stay attentive to my voice, but know that you will be connected and tethered, lassoed to my voice this entire practice, even if you can't quite remember, right? So continue to make yourself comfortable. Get ready for your practice. Closing down the eyes, prop up head, backs of hands or arms, the tailbone, the back of the knees or under the heels. Readjust your clothing, your blankets. You can take off glasses or jewelry. Make sure you feel just so comfortable. Your body feels like it's in alignment. Your right and left sides are balanced. Little tuck of the chin, scoop of the pelvis to lengthen the spine, and then right and left sides fall out from there. Unclench through the jaw, release through the face, let the eyes be soft. Open heart, maybe knit shoulder blades in and down, pull shoulders away from ears. Arms out long and wide by the sides, palms up, down, in, or on body. Fingers relax. Release through the belly. Let there be a softness here, a flow of air here. Unclench glutes. Hips blossom open. Legs hip-width distance apart. Heels heavy. Toes light and flopping out to the sides. Notice what you need here to eventually find stillness in body, which will start to trickle to still and quiet the mind, even just a little bit. Remember, we're not actually trying to concentrate here. We're not trying to effort or control. It's all about surrender, allowing, and receiving. Again, yoga nidra is a form of tantra. It's not sleeping. It's also not concentration. It's that in between. It's opening the inner chambers of that subconscious mind. And in today's practice, we will step down slowly, effortlessly, into that internal world, that inner dimension of your consciousness. Again, even if you don't hear, even if you don't understand what you're hearing today, it doesn't matter. The sound, the vibe of my voice, the intention behind my voice is always going to act as a rope. Just as you would take that rope to go in and out of the depths of a cave or an old medieval wishing well, so with the help and sound of my voice, you will venture in and out of the subconscious mind safely and in a secured, supportive way. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in through the nose. Fill belly, ribs, chest. And through the mouth, a big sigh. Let the breath fall out. Let it be louder than the inhale, full emptying out. Again, long, slow, smooth, deep, nourishing, big belly, ribs, chest, inhale. Through the mouth, a cleansing exhale, sigh it out, jaw unhinges here. One more. In through the nose, down to the pelvic floor, fill low belly, mid belly, upper belly, flare ribs, expand chest, fill the lungs past the top, past the brim. Through the mouth, huge sigh, let it all go. Now, be aware of your entire body, all of your parts, the whole body lying here in this room. Could you feel that the whole atmosphere around you is charged with a powerful, protective, ignited vibration? And you are here, lying on your back, fully supported in your space. Feel the charge inside of you and all around you. Feel, hear, sense, connect to your breath. Your breath, very rhythmic and slow. Your body in a state of safe relaxation. Now just think mentally to yourself, again just allowing my words to become yours, ours, yeah. I am going to practice yoga nidra. I am listening to the instructions, a constant communication, a constant back and forth is taking place between myself and the voice. I can hear the sound of the voice, and we are connected. It's now Sankalpa time. What does your heart long for? What would be medicinal? What do you need? What would be helpful for you to remember? Check into your heart. Usually the first thought, feeling that comes up, go with that. I am whole. I am connected. I give myself permission to relax. I am worthy of rest. I am a masterpiece. I am creative. I am expansive. I trust in the timing of my life. I trust that I am supported always. Listen, create your Sankalpa, and repeat it 3 times from the heart with faith with feeling, with all of the trust now. Beautiful. And keep on listening to the sound of my voice. Continue following my guidance, my instruction, my care. No concentration, no effort required. There's no need to try to analyze a thing. In stillness, in presence, could you simply become aware here and now of your right hand thumb? Maybe you mentally repeat after me, right hand thumb. Notice what you feel. Now the second finger, right third finger, fourth finger, right little finger. Feel into and through the palm of the right hand. What do you notice here? The back of the hand, the right wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, right ribs, waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, ankle, heel, top of the foot, sole of the foot, right big toe, right second toe, third toe, fourth toe, right little toe. Now, go to the left side and become aware of the left hand thumb. Left second finger, third finger, fourth finger, left little finger. Notice what you notice in the palm of the left hand, back of the hand, wrist, lower arm, left elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, left ribs, waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, ankle, left heel, top of foot, sole of foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, left little toe. Next, go to the back of the body, sensing the back of the head, back of your neck, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade. Sense the length of the entire spine, upper back, middle back, lower back. Again, sense the length of your entire spine. The right buttock, left buttock, back of right thigh, back of left thigh, the space behind right knee, back of left knee, right calf muscle, left calf muscle, right heel, left heel. Now the front of the body, starting back at the top of the head. Slide down into feeling the forehead, the right temple, left ear, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, middle of the eyebrows, the right eye, the left eye, left nostril, the whole nose, right cheek, left cheek, upper lip, lower lip, both lips together, jaw, chin, neck, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, middle of the chest, the upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen, pubic bone, whole right leg, whole left leg, whole right arm, whole left arm, the whole of the head and face, the whole torso, the whole body, the whole body, all parts of you united, connected as one, the whole body. And become aware of the whole body on the floor. There are points where the body is in contact with the surface below you. Bring your awareness to those particular points of contact. The heels on the earth. Both heels are on the floor, and there's a point where they touch the floor. Now moving to the top of the body, sensing the back of the head on the floor. Now the back of the torso, the back and the floor. The right hand and the floor. The connection between left hand and the floor. The right elbow and the floor. Left elbow and floor. The buttocks and the floor. Hamstrings, backs of thighs and floor. Again, the heels and the floor. Imagine the meeting points of the body and the floor. The whole body and the earth below you. Become aware of the whole body supported. And as you feel into these points of contact, imagine in your mind that the body is becoming very heavy. Awaken the idea of heaviness in the body. Gradually feeling that your body is becoming heavier and heavier. The head is heavy. The right hand is heavy. Left hand dropping heavy. Both arms and the shoulders are heavy. The back is heavy. The buttocks, the legs are heavy. Both legs, both arms are heavy. The whole head is heavy. Even the eyes, the lips are heavy. Whole body so heavy. Keep on thinking, feeling the whole body is heavy, and intensify the feeling of heaviness. Now gradually relaxing part by part. Now feeling the whole body becoming lighter and lighter. So light that body could even rise up from the floor. The right and left hands are becoming lighter. Both arms and both shoulders are light. the back is light, the buttocks light, right thigh, left thigh, right heel, both so light, whole body light and weightless. And when your body becomes weightless, you feel as though it is rising up off of the floor, drifting up to the sky, as if the whole body were a mass of cotton. Cotton representing lightness. Steel representing heaviness. Now to practice both of these experiences back and forth. The whole body is steel. Imagine the whole body steel. No bones, no marrow, no blood. Just a solid steel frame. Heavy. Then change the idea. The whole body is cotton. Whole body as light as cotton. No bones, no marrow, no blood. Everything light as cotton. Again, change the idea. The whole body is like steel. Heavy, solid steel. No bone, no marrow, no blood. Whole body as heavy as steel. Change the idea. Whole body as light as cotton. Feel as if the whole body was composed of cotton. So light, it rises up off of the floor, drifts up to the sky. Now let that go and change the idea to heat. Imagine you are standing near a burning fire. You feel the heat. The whole body now experiencing the heat of a blazing fire. The hot tropical sun. Awaken the experience of heat as vividly as possible. Then change the experience. The whole body is experiencing the icy cold winds that blow from snowy mountains. The same cold one feels from a deep freezer. The experience of icy cold. Could you awaken an experience of cold? Let all of that go. Neutralize. And on your next inhale, breathe up, in, and back to eyebrow center. Do not leave this point. Sink deeper and deeper down into your eyebrow center. Remain here. Breathe here. My voice will now name certain images. And as I do, allow your mind to visualize. No effort needed. Just allow and bear witness. If you don't see everything, don't worry. Simply keep following along with my voice. At times I will move slow, sometimes fast. I will also journey back to an image a number of times. Some of the images may already be known to you and your memory. Others maybe not. No need to overthink. Just bear witness and journey along. Full awareness, deep in the eyebrow center. Darkness, black rose, a seal laying belly up on a rock, foamy ocean waves, dark blue sky in the evening, a dark night, tiny twinkling stars, spaceship blast off, the sound of a cash register, chimney sweep, high mountain range with snow-capped peaks, a baby being born, a ship sailing on the high seas, a pirate's eye patch, a shifting kaleidoscope with colors and shapes, checked calendar boxes, cafeteria, wedding rings, a dripping, dropping ice cube, pheasant feather, sour lemon, pure joy, running out of ink, a piggyback, sandy beach, forest with tall, dense trees, morning dove, black rose, seal laying belly up, eagle feather, sour lemon, tiny shining stars, shifting kaleidoscope, morning dove, morning dew, a galaxy, a galloping horse, a small hut in the woods, a black rose, joy, burning fire in the bush, a stormy night, full moon, peacock feather, a mountain stream, spaceship blast off, a lonely boulder in the mountains, a huge garden of blooming flowers, the rising sun, baby being born, a black rose. Keep your awareness focused deep at eyebrow center and visualize a large lake with lotus flowers, a sailboat, people swimming, a lonely wooden hut in the mountains, a high mountain with a snow-capped peak, twinkling stars, a quiet evening, a beautiful sunset, chirping birds, a tiger in the forest, an elephant, cobra, symbol of Om, sound of a bell ringing, waves on the ocean, a ship at sail, a full moon, a calm and quiet evening, reading glasses, a mountain stream, a refreshing cold bath in the mountain stream, the experience of joy, pure joy, a black rose, joy, aware of the body breathing in and out. Journey deeper into eyebrow center. Visualize the rising sun, red like a tomato. Clouds gathering in the sky. Drizzling rain. Fog all around you. Yellow rose. Sunflower. Apple. lettuce leaf, hot water springs, tall pine tree, cluster of grapes, a Stanley of blue jays, the symbol of Om, lonely wooden hut in the valley, snow-capped peak, mountain stream, cold bath, a ship at sail on the sea, lotus on a lake, people swimming. Now develop an awareness of the chakras and their positions on the spine from bottom to top. The first chakra, the root chakra at the very base, the tip of the spine. Full awareness into the red root chakra at your tailbone. Feel the energy here. The energy at the red root chakra. Next, just above the base of the spine, at the sacrum, is the sacral chakra. Feeling the energy of the orange sacral chakra. Just above the belly button, at the navel, in between the ribs, is the yellow solar plexus chakra. Feeling the yellow energy at the upper belly. And at the heart, the green heart chakra. At the throat, the blue throat chakra. Between the eyebrows, back to eyebrow center, the indigo third eye chakra. And at the top, the crown of the head, the bright white crystalline crown chakra. Now imagine the location and the energy of all seven chakras. Maybe repeating the names mentally after me, and mentally touch the part of the spine, feeling the energy pulsing. Even if you can't feel it, that does not matter. Repeat the name mentally as I say it. Red root chakra, Muladhara. Orange sacral chakra, Svadhisthana. Yellow solar plexus chakra, Manipura. Green heart chakra, Anahata. Blue throat chakra, Vishuddhi. Indigo third eye chakra, Ajna. The bright white crown chakra, Sahasrara. Red root chakra, Muladhara. Orange sacral chakra, Svadhisthana. Yellow solar plexus chakra, Manipura. Green heart chakra, Anahata. Blue throat chakra, Vishuddhi. The indigo third eye chakra, Ajna. The bright white crown chakra, Sahasrara. Feel the whole body, about the energy pulsing, flowing through whole body, clear of any blockages. The whole body cleansed, clear, pulsing, flowing, feel the whole bodied, embodied energy of you. And remember your Sankalpa here, your heart's intention. Repeat it inside through whole body. Let it vibrate. The energy of your Sankalpa 3 times. Now to complete our practice, become aware of whole body in this room. Feel those touch points under you. Visualize your whole body in this room, sensing the walls, ceiling, and floor. Just becoming aware of the external environment. Any sounds, smells, maybe deepening the breath, wiggling fingers and toes. Take your time. Maybe you find a full body stretch. Be so unhurried, staying on back or rolling to side or coming to belly or rising to a seat, eyes closed, body relaxed. Stay in this container as long as you need. And maybe pause to think about, feel about, reflect upon what you're grateful for today. And if nothing comes up, simply grateful to be here today in this pocket of ease and relaxation with some cleansed chakras, renewed energy, renewed space. What would you like to call in to this space? Do that, be that, breathe that in. Take as much time as you need here, carrying the residue, the benefits of this practice with you, wherever and however you go from here. And with hands at heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of online nidra for the chakras, for a deep soul cleansing, is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.